Chapter 11, Tell Stories About Everything. I want you to think about how you had your first real success. Now, think to yourself about how you got your first job. Next, think about how you got the first woman or man to go on a date with you. Next, the birth of your first child, when you got your first pet or even your first car, how did you pay for it? Think of all the thousands of stories you know and can tell when asked. Everything in our life, no matter how big or small, becomes a story. It's how we think, how we communicate, it's how we pass on our history. It's how we make friends, how we sell, how we make decisions, and it's how we persuade others. Nothing that has ever happened to you hasn't become a story. Although you have thousands of them, you likely don't know how to tell them properly. The key to a great story for an entrepreneur is that it moves someone's thinking to how we want them to think. It takes them one step closer from being a prospect to becoming a customer, or from being a customer to becoming a raving fan. The story is the most powerful tool we have as an entrepreneur, and if you learn nothing else in your journey as an entrepreneur but only how to tell a great story that moves someone, then you could still be immensely successful. A lot of what we learn from childhood, from bedtime stories to Christmas carols and even story time when we were young in school, teaches us to listen to stories. There is a reason that stories are the oldest form of communication, and they are why we know our history. The Bible is a perfect example of the power of a story and how far-reaching a great story can be. In sales, they say you need multiple contact points with a prospect to eventually turn them into a customer, especially when they are spending a sizable amount of money with you. A story can break down these contact points into a single one. I have made a lot of money from creating presentations designed to move someone from a prospect to a customer in a single session. This means they come to an event or onto a webinar where I am speaking and have never heard of me before, yet by the time they leave, they have spent money with me and my company is now an integral part of their business. This is likely very alien to anyone who has done selling before because most salespeople need multiple touchpoints to make a sale. This works so well because of the structure of the presentation and how it takes them through all the touchpoints one after the other without any gaps in between. I wasn't going to cover persuasive presentation structure in this book. However, I believe it will be very valuable for you and your company, so I will briefly cover it for you before I talk about story structure and how I use it to take prospects from not knowing they have a problem to realizing they need my product. Persuasive presentation structure. Before going further in this section, I must confirm that not everything I will share here has been created by me. I read everything I can get my hands on, and my presentation has been created using techniques I have created myself or have learned from. Mike J. Martin, How to Create a Perfect Sales Webinar, recommended book. Russell Brunson, Expert Secrets, recommended book. Jason Fladlian, One to Many, recommended book. Dan Kennedy, NOBS. Guide to Powerful Presentations, recommended book. Michael Masterson, The Architecture of Persuasion, recommended book. Robert Cialdini, Influence the Psychology of Persuasion, recommended book. There are many, many more books I have read. We will discuss those in a later chapter, but these are the ones that had the greatest effect on my persuasive presentation style and how I sell from the stage or on webinars. First, answer these questions. Question 1. I am going to teach blank. How to blank. Through blank. Example: I am going to teach a sheep how to be an entrepreneur through mindset. Question 2. What is the one thing I want to convince them of? Explanation: let's say I want to teach sheep how they can be entrepreneurs and join the black sheep, entrepreneurs, by changing their mindset and thinking like an entrepreneur. I would simply write that down here because this is not where I want to convince them, but understand what the one thing my presentation should be created around. A persuasive presentation should only be designed to convince your audience of one thing, and their beliefs should be changed from various angles via questions 3 to 6. Questions 3, backstory, how I know it works. Explanation here, you simply answer the question, how do you know what you are going to offer them works? For example, I might have a story that goes something like this. I used to be a sheep, I wanted nothing more than to be an entrepreneur, but I kept failing due to status quo. I almost gave up completely when I discovered your product or service. I changed how I approached being an entrepreneur and instead did it how I was taught by your product or service. Now I am a successful entrepreneur and my life looks like this, everything is amazing. Question 4, vehicle, old hard versus new easy. Explanation here, you look at how people are doing what your product or service enables and you point out what is wrong with it, then show them how your product or service is a better way of doing it. After this section, they will likely still have beliefs as to why they can't do what you're sharing. They will likely have a personal belief as to why they can't do it and an external belief of something keeping them from succeeding. Question 5. Internal: why they think they can't do it, why they can. Explanation: the person watching your presentation likely believes they personally can't do what you are showing because they are not technical, are not qualified, or don't have the expertise. You should explain, "I know how you feel, others have felt like that, but this is why you don't need to worry about that." Again, you would use a similar structure at this point that might go something like this. This is Peter the sheep. He wanted to cross the field to do business with the entrepreneurs, but believed they would not listen to him because he was just a sheep. When the entrepreneurs heard about thing your product allows them to do slash say slash achieve, they were chasing Peter to do business with him. Peter now makes XXXX each year selling direct to entrepreneurs and has become the market leader in his field. Question 6. External: who they think can stop them, why they can't stop them. Explanation: the person watching your presentation likely believes there is an external force stopping them from achieving success with this. For example, if I am selling an SEO product, they might think Google will block it, or I might be selling a copywriting technique they think won't work because big companies don't do it, whatever the reason. You should explain again, "I know how you feel, others have felt like that, but this is why you don't need to worry about that." Then, you will have the story something like this. This is Peter, the sheep. He wanted to cross the field to do business with the entrepreneurs, but believed the fox would catch and eat him if he stepped a single foot on the field. When he did, using thing product or service provides, the fox was so confused he didn't even notice Peter. Now, Peter can cross the field whenever he wants, he even waves to the fox on his way past. Once you have answered these questions, you are then ready to create your persuasive presentation. If you don't quite understand the story structure at this point, don't panic. I will cover this in more detail once I have taken you through putting together a persuasive presentation. This presentation has made me more money than anything else I have ever done and has been put together using thousands of hours worth of studying with lots of trial and error on live presentations to figure out what works and what doesn't. First, answer these questions and what they will learn today. 3x headlines. When creating a persuasive presentation, I like to create a headline following a format similar to this. How to achieve what they want without something they hate. In the sheep example above, it may read, "How to cross the field and work with the entrepreneurs without getting eaten by the fox." This creates curiosity and also connects to something they want to achieve, so they will likely show up live wondering what it is and how they can use it. I usually create 10 headlines for a single presentation and choose my favorite for the opt-in page where prospects sign up for the presentation. Rather than waste these headlines, I use the top 3 on the first 3 slides of the presentation. You might notice they all pretty much say the same thing, but they also hit home for your target audience and get them excited and ready for the presentation. Authority. Meet me, results, positioning, celebrity, testimonials. We are taught to respect authority when growing up. For example, you respect your teachers in school, your doctor, your surgeon, your parents, and anyone who has worked hard to achieve something we deem as an authority. This is where you introduce yourself and tell them why you are there and how you are going to help them. You then need to share a few things about yourself that show or prove you to be an authority in what it is you're speaking about. Who is this for? If you are X, you get this from today, and if you are Y, you get this from today. Try to make it all inclusive. I like to point out early who the presentation is going to help so anyone it isn't relevant for can leave. I try to make this statement all-inclusive to keep as many of the right people as possible in the room. For example, if you are a sheep who wants to cross the field, this will give you everything you need, but if you are a sheep who has been crossing the field every day and want a better way, then you will love what we have for you today. I try to include people new to what I am teaching and also people who have been doing it for a long time, so all the right people who are open to learning remain in the room. Backstory: what made me realize this works? I wanted to achieve this. I tried by doing this, status quo. I failed because of this, status quo. I almost gave up completely. Then I discovered this, new way. I changed how I did it and started doing this, new way. Now I am successful. And life looks like this. I then tell my backstory that shows how I know it works and also shows how I understand the audience's struggle. The story loosely follows the steps above and shows where I was when I first started out and what I wanted to achieve. This is likely where they are now. How I tried to achieve what I wanted, this is likely how they are trying now. Why I failed, this is why they are failing now. How I almost gave up completely because it felt hopeless, this is likely how they feel right now. How I discovered what I'm going to share with them today, this is my great discovery and the reason for my success. The new way I go about achieving what I wanted, this is where you share the steps but not the details, so it's just a very brief outline, they will pay for the details later in the presentation. Then I share how it feels internally to have achieved this and how much better it feels, this gets them to put themselves in that position and imagine their life like that. Defined outcome. By the end of today, you will be able to do this. Here, I explain in a single paragraph what they will be able to do after the presentation is over. For example, by the end of today, you will be able to cross the field faster than ever before and get to the other side still full of energy and safe from the fox and his family. In fact, you will be able to coax the fox into helping you cross the field like your own little psychotic chauffeur. This is designed to make them feel like after today, they won't have their problems any longer. Hook. Hook that keeps them on to the end. If you stick about until the end, I will show you how to do triple X. You might think the defined outcome will keep them on until the end, but in a world of replays, that's not always the case. The issue is, if they can keep putting off watching the replay, then they maybe never will. That's why I like to provide a hook to the end of the persuasive presentation that guarantees they remain on until the end. I have seen people say those on until the end will get a $50 Amazon voucher or something completely unrelated to the audience. This is a mistake, because most people, even those not interested in what you're offering, will stay just to take your money. I like to give something away that only the relevant people will remain on until the end for. For example, for those who stay on live today and are here at the end, I will show you my three-step framework to outwitting the fox and how all your little sheep kids can also use it to cross the field safely every single time. Can you see how that is something the sheep wanting to cross the field will want and does not fit for anyone who isn't actually a sheep wanting to cross the field? Using this strategy, you may not have as many people sitting or in your presentation at the end, but the ones still there will be moved to either make the necessary changes or buy your product or service. Commitment. If I can deliver on all this in the next 60 minutes, will you give it a try? This is very powerful. In the book Influence by Robert Cialdini, he explains one of the key powers of influence is consistency. This means people like to follow through on what they say they will do and be consistent. Basically, this means if someone says they are going to do something, then they usually will. So, getting them to confirm in the chat or by raising their hand that, if you can deliver on everything you have promised at the start of the presentation today, they will give it a try, will massively increase the number of people moved by your presentation or who buy at the end when you tell them how to buy. What we will cover. What we will cover today, headline for each section. This is where I share what we will cover in the presentation, the three main sections. I stick to three sections because any more can become perplexing and may confuse the audience. Plus, I like to create a presentation that is only designed to move them towards one thing, then I hit their biggest objections in three areas. Section 1 in the process and what makes it better than what they are doing now. This can be anything from building a house to how they wash their hands or moisturize their face, it works for anything. Section 2, what they believe about themselves personally, that means they can't do this. For example, I can't afford it, I have no time, I'm not technical, I'm not qualified. Whatever the number one reason why the majority of your audience thinks they can't do it. Section 3, who or what they believe can stop them from achieving this. For example, is it legal, will I get in trouble, will the big companies crush me? Whatever external force they think can stop them, you explain how it can't. With these sections, I like to use curiosity and try to come up with smart headlines that will pique their interest whilst almost giving away what you cover without completely sharing it. A bad example would be how to cross the field using XXXXX for a sheep who has to cross the field. With this, you are sharing what they use to cross the field and telling them more than they need to know so they might think, oh, I already know this. A good example would be my secret three-step formulae to crossing the field using things you probably already have without spending money or being accosted by the fox. Can you see how this gets them wondering what it is and makes them want to learn more? Russell Brunson, in his book Expert Secrets, covers this in detail. That and Jason Fladlien's book, One Too Many, are essential reading and will help you more than anything else you could possibly buy to help you with presenting, live or from a stage. Section 1, Vehicle. How does everyone else do this and what makes it hard? How we do this and why it's so much better. What other people say about how we do it. In each section, I like to tell a story that follows the structure I shared earlier. It doesn't always need to be your story, it can be someone else's. I find it works just as well. For example, rather than saying, I wanted to achieve this, I could say, meet Brad, he wanted to achieve this. Brad wanted to achieve this. Brad tried by doing this, status quo. Brad failed because of this, status quo. Brad almost gave up completely. Then Brad discovered this, new way. Brad changed how he did it and started doing this, new way. Now, Brad is successful and his life looks like this, how they want their life to look. The whole point of this section is to show how they do it currently is lacking something essential, that's why they are struggling and how the new opportunity you present them with will make their results different. Section 2, Internal. Why they think they can't do this, not qualified, ability, technical. Why they can do this. Testimonies from people who have done it. We follow the same story structure in all three sections. Although, in this section we are looking at why they don't think they can do this because of an internal deficiency they feel they have and believe stops them from achieving what they want. Your job is to show them how they can achieve this and that their deficiency won't stop them. Because I do a lot of training, I have found the biggest reason is usually something to do with not being technical enough or not being qualified. Your industry may be different, but once you find the main deficiency people believe they have, the more effective this section will be. Section 3, External. What outside forces do they think will stop them from succeeding? Government, Google, big companies. Why no one can stop them from succeeding? What others say about how they thought the same and were wrong? Again, as before, we follow the story structure of either you or someone else who has tried what they want to achieve, but here we want to show how no outside forces can stop them or how a false belief people have about an outside force isn't true. A great example of this is a product I own called Magic Page Plugin. People believe building multiple pages on a website for all the areas your business covers will get your website de-indexed by Google. Nothing could be further from the truth. So, if I were selling that product here, I would share my results using this product, which proves their belief that Google won't index your pages, to be completely wrong. Yes, questions. Did you learn a lot? Are you glad you came? Will you use this? Will this help you? Have you got an advantage over others now? Would you like me to make you a special offer? I got this technique from Jason Fladlien and it works brilliantly. It gets your audience into the habit of saying yes right before you make them an offer or ask them to make a change in their life. It's right after these yes questions that I move into the sale, which is beyond this book, but if you are interested in how to structure an offer properly, then I have a course I'll give you as a gift because you have read my book. Use coupon code FUCKYOUBOOKS at www.fuckyoubooks.com/the-close to save $997 on my course, all about the offer and closing the sale. I hope you love the course and it makes you a lot of money. Anyway, the whole point of this section was to help you understand why we use stories for anything we can because we use stories for everything in our lives. Summary. A persuasive presentation should only be built around one thing you want your target audience to believe after the presentation. You should then focus on changing their mind in four areas. Prove it works. Show how the new vehicle is better than the old. Show how they can do it personally. Show how no outside forces can keep them from success. When telling your stories, you should try to follow this format, which will move them from not understanding to agreeing with you. They wanted to achieve this. They tried by doing this, status quo. They failed because of this, status quo. They almost give up completely. Then they discovered this, new way. They changed how they did it and started doing this, new way. Now they are successful and life looks like this. When using this story structure, you will find changing people's minds using a story is very, very easy. I would also recommend reading Mike J. Martin, How to Create a Perfect Sales Webinar, recommended book. Russell Brunson, Expert Secrets, recommended book. Jason Fladlien, One to Many, recommended book. Dan Kennedy, NOBS. Guide to Powerful Presentations, recommended book. Michael Masterson, The Architecture of Persuasion, recommended book. Robert Cialdini, Influence the Psychology of Persuasion, recommended book. In these books, you will see a lot of repeat information and you will recognize their influence in this chapter. But because of the repetition, you will understand persuading people with a story, and persuasion itself, a whole lot better than 99.9% of the world, giving you a superpower that most would love to have.